2. The Familiar Intruder. Consul Gaspard Le Tourneau's wolfhounds were trained to protect him. He'd purchased them in Germany, and they had provided company during those lonely years at the French embassy in Berlin. They had travelled with him to New York and then to the embassy in London, which was now his home. Greta and Gunther sat with their ears raised. Their once sable backs were flecked with grey. Gaspard knew he should be looking for younger replacements, but he had such affection for these two, and they had saved his life on more than one occasion. They were restless today. Gunther padded over to the door, and it opened. Simeon, Gaspard's personal servant, stumbled in, and the dogs began to bark. Gaspard rolled his eyes. The hounds were getting too old. He commanded, "Halt den Mund!" and they stopped. They'd been trained by a German and responded only to that language. They watched Simeon with hackles raised. "You should knock," Gaspard said in French. "You upset the hounds." Simeon's thick face was dotted with beads of sweat. He held a tray of coffee and croissants and looked fearfully at the dogs.
"Me thought you sleep," he replied in mangled French, his voice terribly hoarse.
"Are you sick? You can't even put a proper sentence together. Go back to your quarters at once. Don't bring your affliction into my study."
Simeon shook his head.
"Not sick. Dog scared me."
"Are you drunk? I command you to put the tray on the desk and go."
Simeon crossed the room, and the dogs growled even more. Gaspard shouted, "Ruhe!" and the wolfhounds fell silent. Simeon's waistcoat was untucked, and his trousers were not properly pressed.
"You are not presentable. Your appearance reflects badly on me and on all of France."
"Apologies, ami,"
the servant replied. At the sound of his voice, the dogs bared their teeth, dripping slaver. Gaspard put a hand to his temple. All this commotion, and he had not even had his croissant yet.
"Aufhören! Aufhören!"
he demanded, and the wolfhounds looked at him.
"Raus!"
He pointed to the door, and they slunk out of the room, but not before Greta took a nip at Simeon. The servant jumped back, let out a little eek, and said in English,
"Bad dog!
They only understand German, you fool!"
Simeon closed the door, muffling the barks and yips. He set the tray down on the desk, wiped at his face, and drew a pistol from his inside jacket pocket, then said, in English,
"I don't care what they understand. It's more important to me that you understand the situation. Simeon, put down that weapon. What game is this?"
Simeon took a step closer, the pistol pointed steadily at Gaspard.
"It's not a game, and I'm not Simeon. You usually breakfast in the garden at this hour. Alas, today you changed your pattern."
As Simeon moved closer, Gaspard noticed that his servant's nose was a little wider than it used to be, his eyes not quite the same green.
"Who are you?"
"It doesn't matter. What I want from you is information." The door rattled as the dogs scratched at it, but the man took no notice.
"What sort of information?"
"Two files. One on a woman named Colette Brunette. The second on Project Ictinio." Gaspard swallowed. No one on this godforsaken island of Englishmen was supposed to know about that project.
"And if I do not provide the information?"
"I'm a good shot. Not that it matters at such close range." Gaspard nodded. "I would rather not die before drinking my first cup of coffee of the day." He casually reached under the desk and pressed the alarm button, assured that a bell would ring in the security room.
"The alarm is disabled," the man said.
"Ah, where is Simeon?"
"He's been detained. Now to the matter at hand. Get me those files."
Gaspard was well aware that he could be shot the moment he handed over the files, and then the intruder would have the information, and France would be short one ambassador. He searched his memory for what the files contained, what exactly he would be giving up.
"Now!"
The man took a step closer. The dogs continued to bark, pawing at the door.
"Why didn't I trust them?" thought Gaspard.
Perhaps their barking would draw that dunderhead Marcus, head of security for the embassy.
I am not certain I have the papers. Do not stall."
The man's gaze was steady, and he thrust the pistol at Gaspard. The ambassador grimaced. There wasn't the slightest tremor in the man's hand.
Gaspar pushed away from the desk, the wheels on his wooden chair squeaking. He stood, hands held up, and walked slowly to the back of the room so as not to alarm the man. He removed an etching of the Arc de Triomphe from the wall, revealing a safe. The combination was complex.
Think, think.
His trembling fingers began to move. The lock clicked open. He would not give away everything. Just enough to make this man think he had it all. But Gaspar was shoved aside.
I apologize, Mr. Letourneau, but you try my patience.
With one hand, the stranger reached into the safe. The other held the pistol pointed unswervingly at Gaspar. Francs, rubles, American dollars, maps, and more fell to the floor. Gaspar studied the stranger. He looked younger than he had first appeared, his sideburns now askew. They were fake.
Aha!
The intruder clutched a brown envelope. The office door burst open, and the dogs were across the floor in two heartbeats, jaws wide open. As the man swung the gun toward them, Greta caught his wrist. He grunted in pain, dropping the pistol.
Marcus stood in the door.
Sir, what— You fool! Grab him!
But the intruder had slammed Greta against the wall and had lifted Gunter and thrown him toward the door, knocking Marcus to his knees. Gendarme ran in, some tripping over Marcus.
Shoot him! Shoot him now!
Gaspar shouted.
I apologize for the mess, the intruder said.
Then he charged toward the gendarme. They froze, but at the last moment he veered around them and leapt through the window, somehow bounding off the balcony and up toward the roof. Gaspar howled,
Get him!
Yes,
Marcus yelled.
After him! After him!
Gilles, to the street!
Andres, with me to the roof!
As the guards ran off, Gaspar looked out the window at the tiny faux balcony. The intruder was extremely agile. Gaspar searched the safe. All was accounted for, except one file and a map.